النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was this beautiful fountainhead of wisdom and knowledge. He had complete mastery over all of the Islamic sciences, but he was also a master upon the non-Islamic sciences. He was the honorable direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And His Eminence Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor, and the 10th divinely appointed trustee of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. During the imamah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil had the most bitter enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And this was due to the special respect and honor that was given to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Mutawakkil Abbasi imposed a severe house arrest upon the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He monitored all his activities, he pinpointed his followers, and prevented legal dues from coming to Imam al-Hadi. He even tried his best to prevent scholars and narrators from associating with the divinely appointed Imam. Unfortunately, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam suffered a lot during the reign of Mutawakkil Abbasi.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawil nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Now, in this one instance, and we have talked about it in some previous programs, we find that a religious scholar, a Shia scholar, was being praised by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. There were some Alawis and some Abbasis who were in this gathering. We talked about in the previous programs how Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam responded to one of the things that one of the Alawis had said. But there's another part of the conversation which deals with what one of the Abbasids had said to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Now, we had said that the Alawis are the offsprings of and the children of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the Abbasids or the Abbasis are the children of Abbas, the uncle of the Messenger of Allah. And so one of these Abbasis, he says, Yabna Rasulullah, you have preferred this man to us, meaning the Hashimis and the Alawis and the Abbasis, and you have degraded us lower than one who has no lineage like ours. Well, since the beginning of Islam until now, those better in lineage are preferred to those lower than them. Now, it's interesting that this is in the era of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. In the early eras of Islam, this was not so. Yes, there was this ethnocentric, racial and ethnic and kind of like a tribal superiority complex which was occurring in the early era of Islam. But this was not due to Islam. Islam actually came and erased these superiority complex and this kind of lineage complex was something that was occurring in the age of ignorance, the age of Jahiliyyah. And it continued into the age of the early era of Islam and apparently all the way up to the era of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, but it was something that Islam very severely fought against. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam replies to the Abbasi. He says, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, how is it possible that Abbas, the Prophet's uncle, who is the ancestor of this individual, paid homage to Abu Bakr. He paid allegiance to Abu Bakr, who was not from the Bani Hashim or the Bani Abbas. Matter of fact, he was from another tribe, while Abbas was a Hashimi. And then he says that Abdullah ibn Abbas, the son of Abbas, he apparently served Umar bin al-Khattab, the second caliph. And that second caliph was also not a Hashimi, but Abdullah ibn Abbas apparently was at the service of Umar. And so then he says that how come Umar, the second caliph, appointed people in the Shura, which was appointed to bring about the next caliph, but he did not appoint Abbas, who was a Hashimi, in this Shura. So it's very interesting here. Again, the Abbasid guy was defeated. He wasn't able to respond. He realized that these are proofs from Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam that yes, lineage does not necessarily mean everything. Wisdom, knowledge, these are things that are important, and Islam has come to destroy all kinds of discrimination and racism and this kind of racial superiority. For as the Holy Quran says, that the only thing that makes an individual valuable and precious in the eyes of the Almighty Allah is taqwa, God consciousness, and piety. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.